From Lubbock Community Theater, this is Five Tell Places.
Thank you, Five.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Lubbock Community Theater's Five Tell Places podcast. I am Jed. I have no co-hosts with me today, this time. But we are smack dab in the middle of between seasons of a podcast. We're in the middle of summer camps, and to talk about summer camps and moreover the upcoming youth program, I am saying this so awkwardly and badly. it's morning time when we're recording this, but my guest is here to talk about our youth program, our Stages Academy program here at LCT. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. my name is DeKayla Holocker, but I'm better known as DK, and I am the Education and Outreach Coordinator for Lubbock Community Theater, so Stages falls under my realm of things
yes.
that I do.
And we'll take a moment up front to talk about, as we record this, we're in the final three weeks of summer camps and coming up, good Lord, my mouth today, coming up. At the end of this month, at the end of July, we will have our LCT family reunion end of summer bash, mm-hmm. which is just kind of a community event we celebrate every year, kind of celebrate the season that has passed and prepare for the season that is coming. Mm-hmm. But we're also going to have two showcase performances from our youth program.
Yeah, our summer intensives will be showing off what they've been working on all of July. The reason it's called an intensive, for those of you who don't know, okay. is it is only the month of July that they practice. So our 7 to 12-year-olds are going to be performing Winnie the Pooh Kids, and they are practicing every day from 1 to 4, and they've been working really hard, and it's going to be really great.
Yeah.
Our olders, that's 13 to 18, they are going to be performing Shrek Jr., which is hilarious. And these guys have been they're up here all day long. They're
yeah.
up here from 9 to noon. They get a little lunch break, and then they go back at it from 1 to 4.
Yeah.
So they have been working hard all day, so you should come check it out. It's going to be amazing.
And those dates will be July 28th and 29th and 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And all three of those dates, Winnie the Pooh Kids will be performing at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
And Shrek will be at 7:30.
Yes.
And then the family reunion I was telling you about is on the 29th, the Saturday of that weekend. So basically what will happen there is that the Winnie the Pooh will be performing at 2:30. And then we'll have the family reunion end of summer bash going all day. We'll have bounce houses. We'll have food trucks. We've got Nick's Treats out there serving some snow cones and all kinds of things to just hang out. And then at 7:30... Shrek Jr. will go on. And while the performances are ticketed events, and those ticket links are up on the website right now, the family reunion itself is just a free community event. So you can get tickets to the show, see the shows, and in between the shows, just come hang out, send your kids to the bounce houses, hopefully dunk me in a dunk tank, because that was my favorite part of the family reunion last summer, and then stick around and see Shrek Jr.
You can sign up for Stages
yes.
Academy there as well. So that's when we're going to be kicking off our enrollment for Stages.
Yes, so we'll have the ability to buy tickets for the main season and the Stages season, to sign up for the Stages program, to buy season passes for the main season, all of that. And speaking of signing up for Stages this year, that's kind of the main gist of this podcast. We want to talk about the upcoming year of Stages programming, as well as the actual Stages season of productions, because it should be noted that you do not have to be enrolled in Stages to audition for one of the Stages shows. Your kid
Correct.
Can just come audition for the show, even if they are not a Stages student.
Correct.
Although they should totally enroll in Stages, because it is a grand program.
Exactly. We're going to be doing, we'll have our monthly classes still on Tuesday nights.
And the classes are also divided amongst ages 7 to 11 and 12 to 18. 7 to 11 meets
the second
Tuesday of every month, and then 12 to 18 meets the third Tuesday of every month. But
yes.
in addition to that, you say we'll be having some other classes and workshops as well.
Yes. And we've kind of renamed our things, our groups, our ages, because it was really hard. That's a lot to say, 7 to 11, and then.
Yeah.
So our 7 to 11 is going to be Stages Kids. And then 18 is going to be Stages Junior. So kind of going along with that, those musical.
Right. Yeah. Musical naming conventions. Yeah.
Yes. So we are going to be having those classes. Those classes on Tuesdays are going to be more geared to preparing them for performing, preparing them for auditions, preparing them for what to expect, preparing them to work behind the scenes, building sets, what that looks like, designing a set, costumes, basic stage makeup, things like that. We're all going to cover some of those, all of those things.
Yeah.
And then we are going to be having a couple of classes that are going to be running through the fall. And this is kind of an experiment. We're going to try the fall semester. We're going to see how it goes. And if it's fantastic, then we're going to be moving it to through the spring. So we're going to be having a music class with the seven. Those will be divided up into ages too. So we're going to have our kids and our juniors. So they're going to come in at 4:30 and they're going to get, like, I believe it's an hour. I think that's that they're going to be doing.
Yeah.
And they're going to be working on, like, certain things. So, like, for the fall, they're going to be working to perform at our holiday variety show.
Oh, right on.
So they're going to get to perform there. They're going to go to Santa Land. They're going to go to First Friday Art Trail. Like, they're going to be pushing and going and being our people, being our faces.
Yeah.
They're going to really get out into the community. That doesn't mean that other kids won't get that opportunity too.
Right.
But that is, we're trying to make it to where we're diversing it a little bit, but also so that way there's not everybody feels like they have to do it.
Right. Yeah. Because you're giving opportunities to the kids who want to do this, but every kid doesn't necessarily want to do that.
Exactly.
And the great thing about Stages program is that we provide opportunities for all of the kids who don't want to be doing that thing. We've got kids also interested in crew work, in prop building, in constructing and designing sets, in learning to run lights and sound, and and even kids who. Because a lot of the productions this year will have an adult director and a youth co-director.
That is correct. So, and the way that our shows are going to be going too, there's going to be times that the older kids are not doing anything, and the littles are. So we're going to be, that way we can kind of, everybody is doing something different at some point in time.
Right.
Every show is going to have a junior director and a junior stage manager. They're going to be helping with costumes. They're going to be helping with the set. They're going to be doing lights and sound. I'm still have open enrollment for that too. Or enrollment, I don't think that's the right word. Sign up.
Recruitment.
Yeah. Yes. We still have a couple of spots available. And I'm really excited about it. And one thing I would like to, I guess, kind of point out, if you're listening to this and your child is interested in one of those things, but they don't want to miss out on auditioning, they don't have to be a director for their age group. They can be, if you want to do a musical and you're in the juniors, you could direct for one of the kids productions,
right,
and vice versa. So that way you're not missing out on an opportunity to be with your group, but you're also getting that opportunity to do the behind the scenes things that you're curious about, and you can do it without missing out on an audition opportunity.
Right. So all of the information for getting signed up for Stages, we will have on the website. And also when you come visit, that we will have material, printed material that you can pick up from our box office and take with you. But we would also like to talk specifically about the upcoming Stages season, because we have the season of shows planned, ready. And these shows will alter. There will be shows that feature the older kids, and then some that feature the younger kids, and then some programs that kind of mix them up.
Yes.
And there is a reason that we separate them by age. We feel like that gives everybody more opportunity to
participate, but that's also, there's also a learning curve there. I think it's good for them to combine, like for a show. Also it is numbers, because when you do one show for all ages, you're going to have like 30, 40 plus kids.
And a lot of those kids will just end up being, these are the group of eight munchkins in the background that run out for this moment. And then it's like not really getting a chance to shine and learn and do things.
Exactly. Which is also, as a teacher, perspective, that's a lot of kids too, to have to make sure that they're doing what they need to be doing and making sure everything's being maintained. So, and for them to come in, those 7-year-olds to work with some of those older kids that they have seen, they can see them and get to work with them, watch them, make sure that they're kind of like a big brother, little brother.
Yeah, like a mentoring kind of, yeah, almost.
Yeah. So that's kind of the idea behind that, but not do it so often that everybody's like, oh my God, like there's 40 kids here. What am I going to do with the 40 kids?
Yeah.
But, and it also gives them an opportunity. So, I'm super excited about it. Especially our kids, the kids group.
Yeah.
Stages kids. They're going to get some stuff this year that I don't think they've ever gotten before.
Yeah. Because when they are mixed the way they had been before, they're usually the ones that don't get as much opportunity in favor of the older kids.
Yes.
So.
Because those bigger parts, you got to make sure that those people can handle those parts.
Yeah.
These guys are just starting out, so they're going to get their chance to shine. Well, I say this season, but from now on,
right.
We're going to make sure that we have that, to have something for them. That is just as equal to what those older kids get to.
It's not just kind of throwing them a bone and setting them to the side while we work with the older kids. It's
yes.
Yeah.
They're going to get to build their resume too. Not tree number one. They're going to get, they're going to get some awesome time to shine.
So let's talk about the season.
Okay. So our season opener is going to be the last weekend in September, which I believe is the 28th, 29th. It goes into October 1st. I do know that.
Yes,
the last day is October 1st. So
that last weekend of September, the 29th, 30th, and October 1st.
Yes. And that is going to be Tinkerbell. And it's going to be directed by Keyasia Bogus.
You've seen her work before, folks. Seen her direct the kids in the
Monster
Wizard of
Hunters.
Oz and Monster Hunters. And
she's amazing.
Yeah,
I'm super excited about that. It's a real big play. It's a play on, based on Peter Pan,
right?
But from Tinkerbell's point of view,
nice.
And it is very much. It doesn't seem like it's a mature piece at first, but it does take some mature actors because you're really having to engage that audience and bring them in. It's very much a, like, audience participation. That's what they're, that's
it's going
the
to engage the audience.
Hey guys,
yeah.
Tink is sick.
You got to clap for Tink to bring her back
clap
up.
Clap your hands. Yes.
Yeah.
So just really, cause, and it takes to be goofy and silly like that, it takes some oddly enough, it takes some maturity to feel comfortable.
to get up there and look a little silly on stage.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. From there, we're going to switch over. That's going to be for our juniors, our Stages juniors.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to switch it over for our Stages kids. And this is the first time, I believe, ever that they've had this opportunity. They're going to be doing Spookly the Square Pumpkin. The musical.
It's a cute show.
And this whole season is book based.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we should mention that. Yeah,
we're bringing stories to life.
Yeah, this is all around storybooks coming to. So we got Tinkerbell coming out of Peter Pan. Spookily the Square Pumpkin comes out of a storybook,
mm-hmm. Which it's adorable. It's all about being different and how different your differences are needed.
He doesn't really. Feel he fits in at first with all the other round jack-o'-lanterns, and
but he ends up saving the day.
Right.
So
his
and
differences end up being an asset.
Yes. So it's your typical underdog scenario.
Yeah.
Which are my favorite.
So who's directing Spookly the Square Pumpkin?
Jill Johnstone.
I like her.
Yes, I'm super excited about it.
And kids like her.
Kids love her.
Yeah.
I think it's her colorful hair.
Yes, that does not help. That does not hurt.
It does not hurt. No, she is a. She's wonderful, and I'm really excited to see her spin on
her colorful hair and her vivacious personality.
Exactly. To see her put her spin on Spookly.
Yeah.
So
the next show after that.
Then we're going to be diving into January, and that is going to be our big, huge, all stages production, and it is going to be The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
And then who's directing that?
Moi. which I'm super excited about because this is That is a story that I have held. A lot of the stories that I have that are in this are really close to my heart because I've grown up with them.
Yeah.
This one in particular is one that I remember sitting down and reading for the first time. And it was like the first time I read it before I'd like stepped into like Harry Potter and all those things.
Yeah.
But it was the first time that a book actually took me somewhere else and my imagination got to play.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to put imagination and actually bring it to life. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be the way that the story is written. Even kids that are in the back are in the play.
Yeah.
They get to be wood nymphs. They're not crew, they're wood nymphs. And they come out and they just, they can destroy the set and then they take it off.
That's so fun. Yeah.
So, I'm super excited about it. It's going to be a way to get everybody brought in and involved and watch them all have that chemistry and let the bigs help the littles and the littles soak up whatever they want to from that moment. And yeah. There's opportunity for both leads. Not leads.
Well, because you've got the four kids who are, there's the older two and then the younger two, Lucy and Edmund are much younger than.
Yeah, they are. So, and they're still pretty big characters.
Yeah.
So they can pull off.
Edmund is actually quite consequential to that story.
Do what?
I said Edmund is actually quite consequential to that story.
Well, Lucy is too.
Yeah, that's true. Lucy
is like, honestly.
Super important, honestly. She's the catalyst kind of for the whole thing.
Yeah. And I mean, I went through because I was really nervous about it because it is a big play and it doesn't really dial it down a lot. So it will be a little bit challenging, but I think they can do it. There's a lot of lines, but it's a lot of conversation. So it's like Lucy and Mr. Tumnus back and forth in short little one-liners. So it may add up to be a ton of lines, but it's really just a conversation.
Yeah.
And I feel like once they get the flow of it, it'll just come naturally.
Yeah.
So after that, I'll quit talking about The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. If you cannot tell, I'm very excited. I don't know where January's at, but it needs to get here now.
Yeah.
So then in April, we're going to be going back to Stages Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be doing Mrs. Nelson Has Gone Missing. And this is going to be a play.
Yeah.
That's another one that's very near and dear to my heart.
And we've talked about this just day to day about both of us having memories of those books as kids.
Yes.
Miss Nelson book. I remember to this day reading that for the first time in that first moment when the kids are wondering where Miss Nelson is. And then there's that shadowy silhouette at the door. And like, it legit kind of scared me as a kid. And I love it for that.
Well, and I also see it from, we read it as a class, like when we were little.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not going to be those kids. I'm going to be the nice person, the nice one to the sub, because that's the type of kid I was.
Yes.
I was pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
But flash forward to being a teacher, I read it to one of my groups, and I'm like, y'all better be nice. Miss DK could go missing, and Miss Viola Swamp could show up. You never know.
Yeah.
And they were like, they were really nice for a couple of days.
For a couple of days.
Yep. Miss Nelson Goes Missing is going to be directed by Kayla Rushing, who is also one of the co-directors for Winnie the Pooh Jr. Or Winnie the Pooh Kids. Sorry.
Winnie the Pooh Kids. And Jill, who's directing Spookly this season, is also directing the Shrek Jr. right now.
Yes. So I'm super excited about that. And then in May, we're going to be finishing out our season with Stages Jr. And they are going to be doing Legally Blonde Jr., which is not based on books, but she reads books.
Yeah.
So that counts.
She studies law books. Law books play an important role
in
that story. Yeah.
Yeah. Super excited about that, and that is going to be directed by Alyssa Costa.
Oh, and she's good too. She directed Mary Poppins this last season for Stages.
Yes, she did.
So yeah.
So I'm very excited.
I feel
about
like
it.
Kids like Alyssa as well.
Yeah. Sad story, a little bit.
Oh. Is this something we should not put in the recording?
No, Alyssa will think this is hilarious.
Oh, okay.
Because this is true statements.
Uh-huh.
So, Mary Poppins,
uh-huh.
I was stage managing.
Yeah.
Alyssa was directing. So, the stage manager is the the serious one. Like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
keep everybody in line. You got to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. The director gets to be the fun one.
Yeah.
So we got... Oh. So they loved Alyssa so much, we got labeled Alyssa was good cop and I was bad cop.
Oh.
So then by the end of the season, they all loved me. So on my on the poster, just took a little bit more time for them to warm up to me. They loved Alyssa instantly, but they warmed up for me.
The part of the stage manager's job is to keep everything in working order, and mm-hmm. part of that is wrangling the actors and the crew. And
exactly, and when they're teenagers, that's a little bit more daunting sometimes.
Yeah, and an adult actor, not always, but an adult actor generally can understand. It's like, oh, right, okay, I need to be back and focused. Sorry, I'm focused.
Yes.
Whereas a teenager is like, why are you fussing at me? You know,
why?
Yeah.
So, and this was their first time really, a lot of these kids, it was their first time stepping into a musical. So they really had no clue, but they were.
It was very much a new world.
Yes, for learning dancing and music and lines. Like, that's a lot to ask out of a kid in general, especially when they were, and there was a lot of talented kids in that.
They very much rose to that challenge, but
did.
It was a new experience for
it
them.
It was.
And there's some growing pains that come with that.
Yeah, being used to just doing regular plays like Monster Hunter and A Little Magic, and then they turned around and was Mary Poppins, and they're like, ah, and I'm like, ooh, this is going to be a little bit more work, guys.
Yeah, it's a little bit more work here.
We have a little bit of time to pull all of this off.
Right.
So, and by the end of it, everything was, there was no animosity between me and Alyssa. We just find it funny that she got labeled good cop and I got labeled bad cop. And then Val got labeled RoboCop because they had to give Val didn't
have
Val
a
cop
title.
Name.
Yeah. Val so is very, because Val is usually, she's not like always in the show or part of the production, but she still feels like the part of the family. It was the same way with the cake. Like, I remember at the end of the cake, we were giving out, everybody got their souvenir posters, we're signing for each other, and we're like, Val, you're not officially in this show, but you get a poster we'll sign for you because you're part of this family too.
And she was very, actually, in Mary Poppins, she was helping me backstage.
Oh, yeah,
she was helping me with a lot of the set. She handled one side and I handled the other, and then we rolled Mary Poppins out on her clouds together and we rolled her back, although she was much better at remembering that than I was. Because I think every night I forgot it and I'm like, oh crap, I have to be on the other side of the stage and take off running. And Val's like, I knew you'd make it. I'm glad you have that faith in me because I did not think so as I was running around
Val
backstage.
Val, I feel like, is really good at one, knowing when and remembering when things need to be done, but two, also having faith in building up other people.
Yes, and a calm.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's
mm-hmm.
very calm.
It's true.
So
it's true.
It's funny, though, because the kids did sign my poster for Mary Poppins, and one kid, I'm not going to name names. I love them. But they know who they are if they're listening. They signed, I got two nicknames out of the thing. I got Donkey Kong, which I don't know why that one hasn't picked up before. DK Donkey Kong?
No. I have absolutely thought of that because I grew up with the Donkey Kong Country games being real, like they came out in my formative years. So for me, DK absolutely means Donkey Kong.
Yes. Like but for the kids, like once she said it, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. They took off with it.
So you started throwing barrels at the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were bananas and everything else. So, but then my poster is signed, we love you. Or I love you. Can't wait to be in a play with you or something along those lines. DK Donkey Kong / bad cop.
you don't get DK have it your way.
No, but I guess that's funny because I used to tell him, I'm like, guys, it's my way or the highway.
Yeah,
this is how
so
we're
you
doing.
Do not
it.
Have it your way. This is not Burger King, actually.
Yes, we have to do it this way. This is how we're doing it. So sometimes I have control issues.
Well, no, I think you're good about knowing you're good at having, it's not even necessarily having authority, it's about keeping the moving parts of a thing where they need to be and functioning how they need to be.
Yes, but I do have a little bit of control issues. It's a thing. But it's fine. Everybody has something.
Yeah, we've all got our stuff.
Yeah, it's fine. So, but yes, I do love, I can't wait for the season. I'm very excited about it. Auditions are actually, I already know Tinkerbell is going to be happening. Auditions for Tinkerbell are going to be happening the first week in August.
Oh, dang. That'll be real soon.
So y'all be on the lookout. Like, we're trying to get it done quicker so that way we have some more time to advertise and make sure that our kids are known. We're proud of our babies.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Flaunt them.
No, those kids have, every single time, those kids come in and they, I mean, there's always, the problems you have with wrangling kids always presents a challenge.
Yes.
But these kids are always, ultimately, they're there to do the job. Like, they are, they love theater. They love doing this kind of work. They give it their all. They put everything they have into it. And mm-hmm. they always put on these quality productions. Yes. There is, we want to break the stigma of the idea of being, oh, just children's theater. It's like, no. These kids are putting on capital T theater.
Yes, they are. I'm blown away every time, especially like Mary Poppins, for sure. They blew me out of the water. For them coming in, and number one, a lot of them were not prepared for what an audition was for. Yeah. Reading a script and then coming in and having to sing in front of somebody.
Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, I'm an adult and I have trouble with that.
No, I am 43 years old and I have never been in a musical because I still don't want to do that.
Yes. So they walked in and I mean, a lot of them, you could tell they were so nervous. They didn't know what to expect. And by the end of the production, we had more confidence. Some of them confidence out the wazoo.
Yeah.
Like, some of them were like soaking up that confidence and they were throwing it out there at the audience.
Yeah.
And then some of them, like, it was a gradual thing. So watching them grow and bloom, I'm so excited for that. And the people that we have coming to help with these, with the shows, with the classes, with the Tuesday night meetings, it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
I got a little emotional just about all the people that have come together to help these kids grow in the passion that they enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, there's going to come a point to where we're not going to be able to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And we want to leave a legacy. We want them to grow into that.
Yeah.
We're pushing
eventually,
that.
Yeah, the goal is for them to step into where we are, and then they'll be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for the next season. It's definitely, we've kind of had our growing pains. Stages has been an amazing program the whole time. I wanted to give a shout out to Trisha and Summer because they have worked so hard on making sure that it was maintained and that kids were happy, and the quality of shows that were being put on. Monster Hunters and Little Magic. I heard nothing but raves
about those shows. Mm-hmm.
So for them to be able to maintain that while doing all these other things, because it is community theater, so most people have other jobs and they're doing other things. And they managed that while they were doing those things. And then I'm coming in just to, I guess, give stages a skeleton, like the skeletal structure, the organization.
To oversee and organize and facilitate.
Yes. Something that takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
I have had to go through so many emails. Just typing, putting emails in, so that way all the emails are in a collective place so I can send out emails. But just all those things that they don't have time to do, they're very much still going to be a part of stages. I love them both. So I'm very excited to see what happens and where it goes. And I think it's going to be a great year for stages.
I think so. I think it's I always feel a little excited going into the new year, you know, when we've just picked everything out and we're getting ready to announce it and everything. But like this year in particular, I'm excited about the main season and stuff we've got planned, and we will be talking about that in an upcoming episode. But the direction we're starting to solidify for the stages program is just super exciting and super invigorating.
Yes.
I'm thoroughly excited to see what grows from here.
Yes, me too. I can't wait to see what kids come out. I can't wait to see the different performances. Auditions are still going to be open, so anybody can come in and audition. I'd love for you to come join our stages program.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll have, we will, like I said, we'll have that information up. The tuition fee, the cost for a year of stages classes is not high, but we don't want cost to be a factor that turns kids away either. So there will be information online also about scholarship opportunities for stages as well. And as you know, you and I have both pointed out over the course of this conversation, you don't have to be enrolled in stages to audition for a show. You can be in the show on whatever, like acting, behind the scenes, whatever, even if your kid is not enrolled in stages. Like it's not a requirement to be in stages to audition for one of the shows.
Exactly. The shows are kind of, I guess, an entity in itself.
Yeah.
I mean, by all means, but I'm a little biased. I want my stages kids.
Yeah.
And they're a lot. But we are open. I mean, Mary Poppins, there was a bunch of stages kids. And then we had some new kids come in that we had never seen before and never met. And they were fabulous. And they can't wait to come back and do another show with us. So I'm very excited. I really can't wait. I'm really, really excited. I'm excited for the whole season, but I really am excited to watch Stages Kids and see where they go.
Yeah. See them really, really getting the chance to
shine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
All right. Well, I think that is a good place for us to sign off for now. Like I said, come out the 28th through 30th to see Shrek Jr. and Winnie the Pooh Kids. Winnie the Pooh Kids will be performing at 2:30 each of those days. Shrek Jr. at 7:30 each of those days. Tickets are on sale at LubbockCommunityTheater.org right now for both of those productions. They also have Saturday the 29th from 3 to 7 between those two performances, a free community event, our annual family reunion end of summer bash where we celebrate the previous season, get excited about the new season, and like I said, this year you can on either end of that event you can come hang out, play on the bounce houses, get some snow cones and other food and snacks, but also get enrolled for stages, get information on the new stages season, the main stage season, get tickets, buy season passes, and see either of those productions beforehand and afterwards.
Mm-hmm. And be on the lookout for audition information, because
yes, that'll be going up real soon.
Yes, Tinkerbell will be opening up, I think. I don't know. I have to look at my calendar. It's written on my calendar.
But those auditions will be going up real soon.
And Spookly will probably be not far behind it.
Yeah. So lots and lots going on at LCT for all ages, quite literally.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, for now, we will sign off. And very soon, we'll be back to give you another episode about the main season, the main stage season that will be coming up. Which is also very exciting. Yes. So
I'm excited about that one too.
It's going to be good. All right. So for now, we will sign off. We'll see you next time, folks. That's not how I sign off this show. Beth, I need you to come back to the show sometime so you can tell me how I end this show. I don't remember how to do it. On behalf of myself and my co-host here at Lubbock Community Theater, thanks for joining us. This has been Five Tall Places.
Thank you, Beth.
Five Till Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. A link to that artist and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up. Give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week, and as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond.